Anna here on WGN. It's 2:36, and we've been talking about different issues involving Chicago police. We've been talking about activity downtown and the feelings of safety or not downtown. We've been talking about police in Chicago public schools, and I'm so happy that Alderman Chris Taliaferro is making time for us this afternoon, because Alderman, you're not only an alderman and you're the head of the Public Safety Committee, but you've also been a police officer for a good period of time. So you have a very interesting perspective on this whole thing. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you so much for having me and listening to my perspective on things as well.
Yeah, so I don't know if you heard any of the prior callers. We were talking about the feeling of not so feeling safe downtown. We had Alderman Ramirez Rosa call in earlier, and he said that he felt as if the downtown just had a few broken windows. It's no big deal, and that you're kind of hysterical if you think that only hysterical people wouldn't come downtown. What I've noticed personally is that the activity downtown has absolutely reduced the looting that we've seen, the violence and that kind of thing, that it has impact behavior is what I'm seeing. I don't know how you process all this, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, I apologize for just getting on the line, but I didn't hear my colleague's comments earlier. But I would say that I would classify it a little bit more than just a little or a few broken windows. We've had a significant damage to our downtown corridor, our central business district, as a result of looting, not only just in May and June, but as of recently as well. And so our business owners are completely justified in feeling afraid. Our residents downtown are completely justified in feeling afraid. I woke up a couple of Mondays ago saddened and essentially really heartbroken that we were experiencing that again. And so I wouldn't classify it and minimize it in any way. And I look and take it very seriously. What we are experiencing, not only just downtown, but the effect that it has in our neighborhoods as well, because it does have an effect with our not only just the businesses in our neighborhoods, but also with the residents in the neighborhoods as well.
So how should we feel good about the plans moving forward? I know you were part of that news conference a couple days ago, shortly after the looting that broke out downtown. And a lot of city leaders there. You saw the mayor, Kim Fox was there, several aldermen. And you were out there, too. And I just feel like this was sort of trying to calm us to tell us, look, there is a plan, there is a strategy moving forward, and things will get better. Should we feel good?
We should. Not only we should feel good with any plan. Those that will look at this and not plan, I would be worried. But I'm glad that our mayor and our local leaders, our elected officials and leaders in the political realm, as well as our community advocates and community groups, all got together to put together a plan with our Chicago Police Department, also soliciting aid from federal agencies, and to put together a comprehensive plan to where everyone can feel safe, not just downtown, but in the north side, south side, and west side as well. And I think, I think the most important aspect of the plan for me is visibility and mobility. And what Superintendent David Brown has done is, unfortunately, once again, we have to cancel our officers' time off and days off, rather, which means less time with their families. But he's doing that so that we can have that visibility. And he's creating units and groups of officers so that we could have mobility as well. And so we're looking at now protecting not just downtown, but our neighborhoods at the same time, rather than doing it separately. So I think with the plan itself, and I just speak of just a portion of the plan, with the plan itself, I look forward to having a safer city of Chicago, downtown and in the neighborhood.
You've heard from your colleagues, and Ramirez Rosa is one of them, who believes that a police presence is hurtful in a community. It doesn't help solve crime. They're reactive. They don't help prevent crime. They're more of a reactive force. And that's one of the reasons he cites for saying we don't need that many police officers. We should get them out of the schools. We should defund certain areas of the police department and deal with this entirely different, sort of rip apart some of the budget here and put it towards social programs. Are you on board with those suggestions, or where do you stand on all of that?
I disagree with that assessment of our, whether or not we should move forward what has been classified across the country as defunding police. And I'll just say this very quickly because I know I probably shouldn't. But someone told me to stick to 30 seconds, Chris.
But look, you don't have to do that on the show. Go ahead.
We only have to look back at 2007, where we started defunding the police as a result of our economic downturn. Crime skyrocketed in the city of Chicago. We had gone from crime reduction initiatives to getting rid of or defunding a very central aspect of our police department, and that's the CAPS unit. And as a result, we suffered less police officers on the street, less visibility in our neighborhoods. Crime went up. And so we only have to look back to 2007 to see what defunding can do. We went from 13,500 police officers to where we were tripping over each other because I was on the department at the time. We were constantly visible in the neighborhood. And down in 2007 and moving forward, we went down to over just a little over 9,000 police officers, where you only saw a cop on your block maybe once a week or once a month. And so I say, you know, out of caution, think back to 2007, where there was a stronger demand for hiring more police officers. And also, you know, one of the things that I've expressed to my colleagues, why can't we fight for both?
Right.
Why is it
either or?
Yeah, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, we should be able to push to have more social services in our schools and neighborhoods, more mental health services in our neighborhoods, more librarians or whatever the need is. There's no reason we can't push and fight just as strong for those. Now, I do support taking a look at some of the over expenditures of our police department and reallocating those funds to where they could be better used. For example, our police department overspends in overtime nearly $100 million every year. Mm-hmm. And the civil suits that we pay out are reaching to $70, $80 million a year.
Yeah.
So if we could better train our officers and get a hold of excessive overtime, then that money could probably, without decreasing the numbers of officers that we have, that money could be better allocated to some of the social services that we're promoting. But we can't defund and get rid of a police department with hopes of keeping our community safe at the same time, and then say, if we provide social services, they will be safe, because that's not true.
I think you well said. I mean, well put. I feel as if the amount we have spent on police abuse cases is almost as reprehensible as the police abuse to begin with. It's just you think about that. In my career as a journalist, one of the things I've done is expose some of the bad officers, because I don't think the department has done a good job at outing some of their own. When you have 13,000 officers, you're bound to have some people who are not doing the right thing. And my experience in the past has been that we've known who some of these people are. I've done series of reports on some of these people. Detective Guevara, look him up if you don't know about him. False confessions galore, years and years. Lots now, all of a sudden, he's appearing, he's taking the fifth, but the city's paying out millions and millions of dollars on his behalf. When I did stories about him 15 years ago, I mean, we knew about this guy. So yeah, wrong. They've handled that wrong. But I think that the efforts to defund the police now, too, when I hear Mayor Lightfoot say that 90% of the police budget is salaries and employee payroll. And so if you start defunding, you're going to take from the bottom up, which tend to be the newer hires, the black and brown people who you're trying to bring up in this system to create the leaders of the future.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And I will say, we will see if we were to get rid of our numbers. If anything, we need to fight to have more police officers. But if we were to get rid of the 13,500 and go back down to 9,000 or 8,000, our city would pay drastically. And I would hate to be responsible for that as a legislator in the city. But at the same time, I do want to join that fight for better social services in our community. And as I said earlier, there's no way we should not be fighting for either or, when we can definitely fight for both as legislators. Protect our police department, protect the integrity of it at the same time, because officers that are committing crimes, and I call them crimes, they're just as lawless as the looters, should be held accountable for their actions. You know, I was an internal affairs investigator for 9 years, and I saw so many cases come across my desk where the officers were being charged over and over and over with the same allegation of misconduct. And often they can be proven to be sustained against the officer if the attorneys allowed the case to go through. Mm-hmm. So what I would like to see is our police department get a better handle over the disciplinary process. Make it transparent and make it fair, but make it transparent. And so I certainly believe that we can have a model police department as well as fighting for the social needs of the city.
Well, speak to that, Alderman, because you're well aware of the kinds of things that might need to be done in terms of racial justice and in terms of needed reforms and getting us to where we need to be and really making that the priority and the focus right now at this moment. Are we doing a good job?
We have taken significant steps. One of the things that I was most proud of with Mayor Lightfoot is that immediately upon her, and there's some things that, you know, Mayor Lightfoot has admittedly made missteps on, and there's some great that she's done. And one of the things I'm proud that she's done is she looked at the lack of investments on the west side and south side, and made a difference in that immediately by implementing an initiative called Invest Southwest to bring economic development to our communities. But at the same time, she's focused on community development as well. And that means, okay, what can we do to provide for better education? What can we do to provide for better community pride, feeling pride about where you live? And that comes down with, are we creating jobs on the west side and south side of Chicago? Mm-hmm. So we have a mayor that's centrally focused now on the entirety of the west side and south side. One thing I won't ever do is speak bad about an administration, whether it's Mayor Lightfoot, Mayor Emanuel's, or Mayor Daley's. But what I will do is critique what I've seen. And what I've seen under Mayor Emanuel's administration was a necessary care about the black and brown communities of the aldermen that supported him. In other words, I didn't support Mayor Emanuel, so I didn't get much mm-hmm. over the 4 years of my first term. Didn't get anything. But those that supported him 100%, they got everything.
Yeah.
And the difference I see with this administration is she cares about the entire city. Hmm. And that's what I want to see in a mayor. That's why I support her. Many of you know that I stumped for President Tony Preckwinkle to be the mayor. But I've embraced Mayor Lightfoot. Mm-hmm. I've embraced her leadership. And I know that our communities will thrive under her leadership if we open up.
Yeah. Alderman Taliaferro, I'm out of time. I would love to continue this conversation another day if you can make time for us next week or again. I just feel that you're part of the solution and you're really thinking through the issues. Because of your perspective, too, I think you just lend a voice that needs to be heard. So thank you. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate it, and thank you so much.
All right, that's Alderman Chris Taliaferro. He's the head of the Public Safety Committee for Chicago City Council, but he's also was a Chicago police officer as well. It's 2:49. We've got to pause for a moment, and then we'll continue here on WGN.